The nigga said that boy, the boy, some fine man and boy. Boy, the boy, some fine man and boy. Boy, the boy, some fine man and boy. And let me sing it, said that boy.
Freedom! Okay, let me quickly tell you what was in that set, and then we're going to hand the mighty WRCT Air Studio over to Sambo. We started it out with a song from Martinique that was called T-Paul by Lulu. I'm not going to try to pronounce it. Well, I'm sure I will. Bois-la-ville. Wallavia. Anyhow, that was recorded around 1960. Most of these songs that I've been playing were recorded late 50s, early 60s. After that, we had two songs from Putumayo's Caribbean compilation. We had Samphie Man by Stanley Beckford, which was what's called a mento song. Mento is thought of as the precursor of both reggae and ska. And then we had a real ska song by the Scatolites. Who else? Freedom Sounds. That's going to do it for me. You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh.
We'll be right back. All right, there we go. Beach party. And today is a day at the beach. And it's going to be a two-part show. I got so many songs about the beach. Going to do two special shows about it. We started off with A Day at the Beach, Kenny Joe's new favorite song.
Yes.
By the Sand Dunes. And that last thing was King Dapper Combo doing Beach Party. All right, so today it is like, so if you don't know, the whole season of summer, I'm trying to do all theme shows that fit with summer. Yes, it's a tall order, but they call me Tall Order Z. That's what they call me, Tall Order. And this show's going to be two parts, the beaches, and then next week probably do like hot rods, surf. Then we got the sunshine, swimwear, when fall comes along, I'm going to try and get this to all the way to do this all the way till the fall, you know? And then once autumn kicks in around Labor Day, well, actually autumn usually kicks in around the end of November, but, I want to try and do like when autumn kicks in, or at least on the calendar, try and do a whole autumn show. And then same with winter. So that'd be kind of interesting. But you know, my October is all going to be Halloween. Not that we want to prop our feet up and wait for Halloween, but I know a lot of you do. Every day is Halloween here in the Berg. So today is all beach. It's all songs about the beach and beaches. Beaches. And Saturday, tomorrow, I will be DJing by the river. It's not a beach. I'll be DJing by the river at Roundabout Brewery, the pop-up thing, near the bike trail, their pop-up garden on the north side. All right, let's do Redondo Beach, the only Patti Smith song I like. Zombo in Your Brain, WRCT Pittsburgh.
Now I will look.
sand is hurting my tender feet. The air smells like rotting fish and solar cane. I hate the people on the beach with their towels and umbrellas. They're so insane.
I don't wanna be on the beach now. I don't wanna be on the beach now. I don't wanna be on the beach. I don't wanna be on the beach now.
I hate my girlfriend. She lies on the beach like a barrier reef, soaking up the stupid sun while the radio is blasting fun, fun, fun.
I don't wanna be on the beach, no fun. I don't wanna be on the beach, no fun. I don't wanna be on the beach. I don't wanna be on the beach, no fun. On the beach, no fun. I don't wanna be on the beach, no fun. I don't wanna be on the beach. I don't wanna be on the beach, no fun. No, this is no way to spend the summer. I've got sand cake on my feet. I gave my ice cream to a shark, and now I've got nothing to eat.
All right, there. Had to get a little Dead Milkman in there. And that was the beach song by Dead Milkman. You listen to Zombo right here in your brain. And today's show is Going to the Beach. It is all songs about the beach, going to the beach, and songs with beach in them. And a really fun tune I always liked. By request for Chummy, he got a double request here. Two things I was going to play. Might as well play them now. What did I play before? I told you about that. That was Full Blown Cherry, actually, before that. Doing a cover of the Ramones' Rockaway Beach. Full Blown Cherry did an album, all rockabilly versions of Ramones' tunes. So that was really nice. Set started off with Patti Smith doing Redondo Beach. All right, here's a fave. I love this tune. By request for Chummy, Beach Party Vietnam. See if I can get this to play. Yeah, there we go. I got it to play. Magic.
It's a beat. Party Vietnam, surfing with the Viet Cong, cooking hot dogs with napalm. Oh, beach party Vietnam. Frankie and Annette were laying on the sand when Frank got a letter from his uncle Sam. Said, get Moondog and all your friends, you're all invited to a beach party Vietnam. Surfing with the Viet Cong, cooking hot dogs.
get lost.
All right, that was Surf Punks. Interesting thing about the Surf Punks, the lead singer actually was the brother of the guy from Captain and Tennille. That is correct. I forget his name, but his brother was actually the captain, and Captain and Tennille. So just letting you know that. So that was the Surf Punks doing My Beach, which was really a fun tune for its time, and still is kind of a fun tune to play. I forgot all about that. That was another request by Chummy. All right, so we heard. Let's do something here. This is something I found on an old tape. It's kind of fun. I don't know what it is, but it's called Creepy Beach. So might as well do this one next. Zombo in your brain. It is a day at the beach, even though I'm down in the studio basement. It's going to be a two-part show. Next week's going to be more songs about the beach. So like I said, I got about 100 tunes and plus requests. I'm going to be here for a bit. And the whole summer is going to be summer themes right here. Huh? Sure thing. It's called Creepy Beach.
them, whoa. Oh, hey,
oh, hey. Come on, there's a party tonight.
Real and crucial people. Original King Lover talking upon the microphone. Yes, me come like Al Capone when me sing.
I wanna have sex on the beach. I wanna hear you sing. I wanna have sex.
Make you sing.
I wanna have sex.
Directly from the Carnival Cruises. Yeah. Nice. Yeah, there we go. Nice, nice, squeaky clean version of intercourse there. There's a teaspoon with Sex on the Beach. And I'm sure they have this on a continuous loop on some of the like cruises. I don't even do cruises anymore. I don't know. That's crazy. And crazy kids in their cruises and their Sex on the Beach. Psych. All right, we heard the Jesus and Mary Chain before that with Terminal Beach and the Pentagons with Down at the Beach. So it is all over the beach here. I'm just going to be playing all kinds of... But no Beach Boys. You're not like the Beach Boys. I would rather play Sex on the Beach over and over again than Little Surfer Girl or any of that. Beach Boys just ruined surf and beach music, if you're asking me. But you're not asking me. All right? Just the drug-addled choir boys there, the Beach Boys. Even though, I gotta admit, God only knows, wouldn't it be nice? And the Good Vibrations are good songs. Other than that, bunch of drug-addled choir boys. Let's see what else we got. I got Parasite Beach coming up. That's Zombo in your brain here. Let's see what I gotta tell you. Did I tell you about foreclosures? Because while you're at the beach, they're boarding your house up. That's right, you're down at the beach partying. Drinking your drinks and having at it. and having sex on the beach. And while you're having that good old time, you're going to be bored in your house because Pittsburgh ranks 18th in the highest state of foreclosures. That's right. Well, you're out partying, drinking your White Claws and your Zimas. Consumers can sometimes prevent that. You know, they can prevent that. They can just kind of drink the Miller Lite. Yuck. The nonprofit organization can help you. Pam B. You can bring Pam B to the beach with you. It's the Pennsylvania Association of Mortgage Brokers. There you go. Now for tips for troubled homeowners. But you know what? Go to the beach and hang out. Forget your problems. Because here's the thing. They're going to help you navigate through a foreclosure and work out a solution. So it's all good. It's all good. Man. All right. Go to PamB.org. There you go. And you and Pam B can hang out at the beach. Hey! With your prescription drugs. You know, your pain seems overwhelming. I know it seems overwhelming. What pain isn't overwhelming? I can't believe someone has pain and goes, you know, this ain't so overwhelming. Pain's always overwhelming. But if you take the prescribed dose of your prescription, that's right, dope it up. Your pain medication, it doesn't bring relief. Well, then you should go to the doctor. If you take more pain medication, it doesn't get your feelings down, doesn't numb you up. Oh, man, you're doing it wrong. Pain relievers are safe and effective when used correctly. That's right. Put them in the right orifice. If misused, you could become addicted. Yeah. So here's a weird thing. So I get this little thing done. It's nothing major, okay? A brain transplant. And they said, okay, you're going to need to take some antibiotics, and you're going to take some painkillers. I go, I don't really need painkillers. Just replacing the brain here. I don't need painkillers. So I go to the drugstore, and this is true. I say, okay, I want to pay for my prescriptions. I says, how much is the antibiotic? Oh, the antibiotic's $18. Well, that's not terrible. Then they give me a prescription for OxyContin. How much is this OxyContin? 19 cents. They're giving that stuff away. OxyContin. How are they expected the people to not like, oh, luckily I am not that kind of person. I go, oh, I buy that for 19 cents. I could sell it to some hillbilly for like 20 bucks a pill. OxyContin, they just make it so easy to get. And for 19 cents, needless to say, I said, nah, no thank you. I said no to drugs, just like Nancy Reagan told me to 40 years ago. She said no. I said, okay, no. I said, no to drugs. No, you can't have any of mine. Take your prescriptions as directed. If you need information, call 1-800-CFI, whatever. Call a bunch of numbers and do the right dose. Just call a bunch of numbers and say, help, I need some dope. There you go. They'll hook you right up. All right, what else we got here? Parasite Beach coming up next. Zombo and your buddy. You can see I love the beach. I you know, even though like deep down I am a vampire, I do love the beach. You just wear sunscreen 8 million and go to the beach. I love the beach. Walking on the beach, hanging out, just getting that connection with the ocean. There's something about walking down the beach, you know, you just get that connection. You just don't, you ignore everybody. You're in your own zone. And it just feels like how humans are supposed to be. If humans were put, we started off on the beach. We came out of the ocean, hung out on the beach for a couple million years and go, you know what? Let's move out. Let's make some cities. Let's make my life miserable for everybody. Let's put people in cubicles. What a great idea. What a great idea. We should have stayed on the beach. And that's why people get that. At least me, I feel that really like, I feel that connection. And it's just like time stops. You're on the beach and time stops. And you're just watching. And it is really, really a very special time. So that's why we are celebrating the beach today. I wish I was, you know, I don't wish I was at the beach. I'm glad I'm doing this for you guys right now. If I was on the beach, I'd be going, man, I wish I was in the radio station playing songs about the beach. So voila, here I is. All right, here is the Hypnotic Four with Parasite Beach. And you know what you're listening to, Zombo on your beach. We'll be right back. the one, the only, Messer Chaps. Messer Chaps with Cemetery Beach. Before that was Beach Grave by the Bratopus Four in front. Oh, that Parasite Beach, the Hypnotic Four. Listen to Zombo. We're hanging out there. So a cool thing you can do with the show, you can download all my shows at zomboco.com, ZOMBOCO.com. You can go there. I'll probably put this show up there tonight. You can download it, stream it, take it to the beach or take it to the shore of the river. This is just a fun thing you can do and just enjoy some of the sun and water and grooviness that I can kind of pitch your way. But that'd be great. I just love the idea of like maybe someone having this, playing this on their little thing, on their whatever gizmo they use these days, on the beach, hanging out, and then people just kind of all like looking at, wow, guy's not playing any classic rock. He's not playing any Beach Boys. What is this? And then they kick sand in your face. Damn, that Zombo. Let's see what we got here next. Okay, let's get classic. We got some classic beach stuff. Annette Funicello and her breasts with Beach Party. Zombo in your brain, WRCT in the Pittsburgh. All beaches today and next week. Unless I go to the beach and don't play it.
We got an early start. We're gonna have a ball. We're gonna ride the surf. Yeah, and that ain't all. Nothing is greater than the sand. Surfing's off there. Unwrap our boards just as soon as we get there. Stack them in the sand while they're breaking just right. Yeah, we're surfing all day and we're swinging all night. Vacation is here. Beach party tonight. Chalking off boards.
We're chalking off
boards. While we're in school.
While we're in school.
Now we're waxing off boards.
Waxing off boards.
At Balboa 2. Nothing is greater than the sand. Surfing's off there. Unwreck our boards just as soon as we get there. Stack them in the sand while they're breaking just right. Yeah, we're surfing all day and we're swinging all night. Vacation is here. Beach party tonight.
Here at last,
the time's just right.
We're gonna try to have,
yeah, beach party tonight. Nothing is greater than the sand. Surfing's off there. Unwreck our boards just as soon as we get there. Stack them in the sand while they're breaking just right. Yeah, we're surfing all day and we're swinging all night. Vacation is here.
Beach party tonight.
Vacation is here.
Beach party tonight.
Now a great big bully kicked sand in my baby's face last summer at the beach. My baby egged me on until he stomped a hole in me. When I woke up, somebody told me she had left with him arm and arm. So I went home and I ordered me a book on how to get to be big and strong. Now I'm doing 25 push-ups, 25 sit-ups, dumbbells, barbells, boy, I teach the woolly, woolly bully of the beach, 'cause he is the bully of the beach, beach, beach. He is the bully of the beach, beach. Gonna study up and then I'll teach the woolly, woolly bully of the beach. Now I gained 20 pounds and felt like a bull, so I went down to the beach. Well, I saw them together, so I went right up. I was gonna slap him over his feet. Oh, I hit him with everything that I had, but he didn't even move. How was I to know that he had been reading up on muscle building too? And the nurse told me this morning before they set the bones that he does 500 push-ups, oh, 500 sit-ups, ouch, dumbbells, barbells, what a freak, the woolly woolly.
the bully of the beach, beach, beach. He is the bully of the beach, beach, beach. But they say I'll be healed in about a week, and then I'm going back down to see the bully of the beach.
Yeah. so remote. Everything is revealed.
It's so mysterious.
Here I must stay.
Thank you.
Yeah, yum, W yum. That was Eddie Angel with Topless Beach. We had a whole set of nudity there. Before that, Death by Unga Bunga doing the nudist beach. And the B-52s from their classic record, Cosmic Thing.